Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done in our homes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Come by fire, come by sword, come by fire, come by sword, come by fire, come by sword, fight my battles for me. Come by fire, come by sword, come by fire, come by sword, come by fire, come by sword, fight my battles for me, my battles, fight my battles for me, my battles, fight my battles for me. Father Lord, thank you. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for sparing our lives to see another day. Thank you, Lord, for putting all our enemies just in reverse. Thank you, Lord, for because you never leave us nor forsake us. Father, Lord, please accept our thanks and praises. In the name of Jesus. Father, in this episode, let us experience your raw power and your presence. In the name of Jesus. Lord of Jesus, fight for us. Holy Ghost, fire, fight for us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. I reject financial barrier. I reject financial barrier. I reject financial barrier. The Bible says, you overcame me by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies, and the love not their life unto death. And as we pray, we shall overcome all the oppressors, financial oppressors. We shall overcome them and all their agents. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Beloved, many things are going on in the world. The enemy is on the rampage. The Bible says, but the thief cometh not to, but to come and steal, to kill and to destroy. The enemy is raging against many people's finances. A lot of people are struggling financially. It is possible to be in the midst of abundance and yet be lacking and be poor. Living on earth as if one is dead is a terrible thing to experience. The enemy has attacked the glory of many people's finances. There are many people that do alive, but are living as if they are dead. Poverty is a terrible thing. The powers of darkness to subject people to ugly spiritual barrier through some form of spiritual attacks. Powers of darkness bury people's destinies and virtues. Powers of darkness bury people's financial glory. Even they bury marital glory. If somebody's financial glory is buried, no matter what that person do, that person will remain poor. No matter how struggle the person or all the effort somebody might put in place, that person will still be lacking. Those who are subjected to spiritual barrier or financial barrier, they normally live frustrated lives. It's like going about or moving around aimlessly, without any purpose, without a destination. A frustrated life. Every financial barrier, in the name of Jesus, I reject every financial barrier by the power in the blood of Jesus. I reject every financial barrier by the power in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, pray. Praise the Lord. Financial barrier is to see good things and not to partake in it. Financial barrier is for you to desire certain things in your life. And then you couldn't just afford it. You can't just go near it at all. Financial barrier is to suffer, to be suffering in the midst of plenty. Financial barrier is for somebody to go and spend boldface where other people are spending money. Perhaps something happened in the family, and your family, the family members are contributing money. Call on you. Okay. You live in America. We want a social amount. And you don't even have 1/10 of that in your account. Financial barrier will bring shame. It will bring financial embarrassment. It brings ridicule. We are going to pray again like this. See, every spiritual anchor, every spiritual anchor of financial failure attached to my life, receive the axe of fire. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual anchor of financial failure attached to my life, receive the axe of fire. Receive the axe of fire. In the name of Jesus. Receive the axe of fire. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The Bible says every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted out and thrown into fire. I'm going to decree like this. Say, every tree of financial failure, every tree of financial failure growing acts of fire and be uprooted. In the name of Jesus. Every tree of financial failure growing in the garden of my destiny, receive the axe of fire and be uprooted. In the name of Jesus, receive the axe of fire and be uprooted now. In the name of Jesus. Receive the axe of fire and be uprooted. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hey, O Lord, cleanse my hands from every sort of failure and financial collapse. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, cleanse my hands every sort of financial and spiritual collapse. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Every financial barrier, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, I reject every witchcraft barrier assigned against my finances, in the name of Jesus. I reject every witchcraft barrier assigned against my finances. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We are going to talk to our names. You can mention your name as you pray this prayer. Say, my name. Mention your name. My name, Stephen Abisuga. My business and my handiwork will not record anything for the spirit of financial collapse. In the name of Jesus, my name, Stephen Abisuga, my business, my career, my ministry, and my handiwork will not record anything for the spirit of financial collapse. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Say, oh Lord, let all the powers pressing my finances sit on the seat they constructed for me. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let all the powers oppressing my finances sit on the seat set for me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. The Bible says, he that has the key of David and that open it and no one can shut, and shut, no one can open. There's a key that can be used to open. Key that can open new doors of opportunities. Keys that can open the doors of financial breakthroughs. Keys that can open the windows of blessings. We are going to talk to the Lord. Say, oh Lord, give me the key. Give me the key to any goodness you have kept in your bank for me. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, give me the key to any goodness you have kept in your bank for me. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, give me the key to any goodness you have kept in your bank for me. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Brethren, we're in a new year. Perhaps last year,
a year before, you struggled with your finances. This year, you have the opportunity to make some amendments. This year, you can make up your mind and decide to give your first fruit to the Lord, so that the Lord will bless you throughout the year. You can determine that this year you'll be faithful with your tithing, so that the Lord will continue to open that windows of heaven for your sake and rebuke the devourer for your sake. When the devourer comes to someone's life, it will open the gate for losses, for the wasters, the destroyers, the emptiers, to enter someone's finances. And if care is not taken, it will become a stronghold. It will become a stronghold. Every stronghold of loss, every stronghold of loss, be dashed to pieces. In the name of Jesus, every stronghold of loss,
be dashed to pieces. Be dashed to pieces. In the name of Jesus, every stronghold of loss, be dashed to pieces. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. See, every chain of impossibility I find against my life, be broken now in the name of Jesus. Let every chain of impossibilities fashioned against my life be broken. Be broken now in the name of Jesus. Every chain of impossibilities that is fashioned against my life, let it be broken. Let it be broken in the name of Jesus. Be broken now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Whatever the enemy say will be impossible with my hands, you hands, hear the word of the Lord. Begin to perform the impossible. In the name of Jesus, I want you to speak to your hands. Stretch your hands out and speak to those hands. Whatever the enemy say will be impossible with my hands, you, my hands, hear the word of the Lord. Begin to perform the impossible in the name of Jesus. Begin to perform the impossible in the name of Jesus. Whatever the enemy say will be impossible with my hands, you, my hands, hear the word of the Lord. begin to perform the impossible.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name, prayer. Say,
anoint you to prosper.
Fall upon my hands.
Anoint you to prosper.
Fall upon my hands.
In the name of Jesus.
Anoint you to prosper. Fall upon my hands. Fall upon my hands. In the name of Jesus. The anointing to prosper fall upon my hands. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, pray.
See, every good thing that I touch, every good project that I lay my hands on, I shall prosper. I shall prosper in it. In the name of Jesus.
Every good thing that I touch, every good thing that I lay my hands on, every good project that I start, I shall succeed. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Declare it. Every good thing that I touch, every good thing that I lay my hands on, every good project that I start, I shall succeed. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name of prayer. I release my hands from every satanic bondage affecting my finances. In the name of Jesus. I release my hands. Every satanic bondage affecting my finances. In the name of Jesus. I release my hands from every satanic bondage affecting my finances. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. O Lord, my Father, prosper me beyond my wildest imagination. O Lord, my Father, prosper me this year beyond my wildest imaginations. In the name of Jesus. O Lord, prosper me this year beyond my wildest imaginations. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, prayer. Amen. Keep up with me. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And three, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Your show is from Martin of Fire Miracle Ministries in Raleigh, North Carolina, Pastor Stephen Abisuzman. Beloved, I just also want to remind you that at the end of this month, January 31st, we are going to have a wonderful program on that Saturday, January 31st, from 10 in the morning to 2 p.m. It's a seminar and also a deliverance program. What we are looking at is restoration of marital glory. Restoration of marital glory. This is our year of multiple restoration. So, I will encourage you, also invite you to attend that program. The program is for everybody. It will benefit everybody. And most especially
those who are single, or single, and desire to marry, they need to be there. And those who are having some challenges in their marriage, they need to come and give God a chance to intervene in that situation. And if you know anyone that is having some issues, I think you can also mention this program to them.
Praise the Lord.
We are going to share the grace and fellowship.
In grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of God, the fellowship of the Spirit,
be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, ever. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
God bless you.